Again, good morning, everybody. And being the only person from Massachusetts on the panel, I'd like to welcome you to Boston and also to Massachusetts. I'm from Worcester, which is central Massachusetts. So today I'm going to present a project that we've been working on since 2011. Actually, it went into effect 2012 and continued to do so to this day. And the title of my presentation is Enhancing the Health Information Literacy Skills of Older Adults. Okay, I have no financial relationship to disclose. Okay, so the objectives of my presentation today is to share with you a definition of health information literacy, and the bulk of my presentation will be to describe a strategy for enhancing the health information literacy skills of older adults. Okay. So when it comes to the first objective, you may have attended a lot of the sessions giving you a definition of what health literacy is. So I'd like to add to the mix by defining the health information literacy and differentiate it from health literacy. So the Medical Library Association defines health information literacy as the set of abilities needed to recognize a health information need, identify likely information sources and use them to retrieve relevant information, assess the quality of the information and its applicability to a specific situation, and analyze, understand, and use the information to make good health decisions. I've italicized the last bullet just to call your attention to what we understand as health literacy to be about. So health information literacy is a broader definition. That's how the Medical Library Association looks at it. And just to give you an updated definition of what health literacy is, according to the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act of 2010, it added the word communicate to the definition. So it used to be to obtain, process, and understand, but with the Affordable Care Act, the word communicate has been added. Okay. So as I said again, my presentation will the bulk of my presentation will be about the project that we've been engaged in. And the title of the project is Helping Older Adults Search for Reliable Sources of Health Information on the Internet, not only on health, but also drugs and dietary supplements. And it was approved by the IRB committee of our university. And the project was funded by the National Library of Medicine, National Institutes of Health, specifically the National Network of Libraries of Medicine, New England region, which is housed at the University of Massachusetts Medical School in Worcester. Okay. So I am the project director of this team, but along with my collaborators include other pharmacy faculty members at the MCPHS University, as well as our medical librarian, our librarian manager, who's Irina Bunn, who happens to be here, and that's why there's a little bit of emphasis on library. And we also had a geriatric fellow who was completing her fellowship in 2011 and 2012, Dr. Nina Pang. Okay. We had two project objectives, and it was to assess the effectiveness of an interactive, hands-on, three-lesson series in enhancing older adults' HIL skills, health literacy skills, specifically their ability to find reliable health information on the Internet, and when they get on the Internet, can they assess the quality of the online health information with respect to its reliability as well as accuracy. Okay. And we assessed the effectiveness of our project using pre- and post-lesson surveys. So we administered a pre-lesson survey and a post-lesson survey for each of the three lessons. And we also did a follow-up survey via telephone or online using SurveyMonkey about 6 weeks after completion of lesson three. And why did we target older adults? Because the literature says that they are easy targets of scams, health scams and quackery, which is very rampant over the Internet. And then it's also shown that older adults take multiple prescription and over-the-counter drugs, supplements, and herbals, and this increases their risk for drug interactions and adverse side effects. Okay. And what we did was through our grant awards funding, we built a mobile computer classroom comprised of 5 7-inch laptops. So we made sure that it had the largest screen possible when it comes to the laptops. And then we offered a series of free hands-on lessons at 5 senior centers around Worcester, Massachusetts. And the way we identified these 5 senior centers is that we emailed the senior center directors and also called them by phone, and based on their commitment to participate in this project, we then identified 5 to work with. And we were assisted by graduating Doctor of Pharmacy students, and you will see in some of the slides the acronym APPE, and so those refer to graduating Doctor of Pharmacy students. Okay. So the 3 lesson series, we obtained it and borrowed it from the NIH Senior Health website. NIH and the website is shown here. And in this website, you'll find a toolkit for trainers. And so what we did was choose 3 of the modules in this toolkit, module 6, 7, and 9, and this became our lesson series. So lesson 1 was module 6. Module 6, Introduction to Medline Plus. Lesson 2 was Module 7, and it specifically looked into the two of the features of Medline Plus drugs and supplements, and medical encyclopedia. And Lesson 3 was about evaluating health websites, and that's Module 9 in the NIH Senior Toolkit for trainers. Okay, and this is what the NIH Senior Health website looks like. This is the homepage, and so the toolkit will be found on the lower right-hand corner of the homepage. Okay. So just to give you an overview of each lesson, so each lesson is designed to last for about 2 hours. So lesson 1, Introduction to Medline Plus, is basically looking at the main features of the Medline Plus homepage. That includes the search box, the dictionary, the different buttons in there. But more specifically, when it comes to the focus of this lesson, it was on the health topics button. Okay. We also learn about the quality guidelines Medline Plus uses to decide whether or not to include a link to other websites. And then it's very interactive and very hands-on. And so along the way, the participants would then find answers to their questions. So it's very repetitive in terms of the lessons. I introduce them to an exercise. We then review the exercise. And then we follow up with a group exercise. Once we finish that, they then go and use some of the features on their own using topics of personal interest to them. Okay. Lesson 2, Medline Plus Drugs and Supplements, Medical Encyclopedia. Again, about 2 hours long, so we review the main features of the Medline Plus homepage, but this time focus on one of the main features, which is about drugs and supplements. And then we also touch upon another feature, which is the medical encyclopedia. Again, along the way, they find answers to health questions of personal interest. And then lesson 3, once they find out and get exposed to what a reliable website is, such as Medline Plus, we then lesson 3 is evaluating other health websites. What are the features that you should look into? So we look at 9 items. What type of website is it? Is it a .org, a .edu, a .com, a .net? What is the purpose of the website? Who are the reviewers and editors? Contact information, can you get in touch with that website? What are clues about accuracy when you get into the website and about the health information it provides? Sponsor of that website, who are the authors of the health information? Privacy policy and most recent update. So we basically look at a website and look for these features. And the message here is, when you get to a website that is unfamiliar to you, look at these 9 features. Take them in combination to decide whether a website is reliable or accurate, trustworthy. Okay. So we targeted our population. We recruited by sending the senior centers a template that they could use to advertise the lesson, 3 lesson series. They also had sign-up sheets on their bulletin boards. But the most senior centers, I think all senior centers, had local newspaper and newsletters. And so they made announcements of the 3 lesson series on their newsletters. Okay. We also provided participant incentive, such that if they completed the three lesson series, we would give them a certificate of completion, as well as a $30 gift card to one of the pharmacies, chain pharmacies. Okay, and we followed a six-week schedule, such that weeks 1, 3, and 5 were for training pharmacy students to what the lessons were all about, so that then they could help with the lessons when we went to the senior centers on weeks 2, 4, and 6. Okay. And when it comes to our results, we presented a total of 39 hands-on training classes, 28 at 5 senior centers and 11 at MCPHS for our students. And 47 seniors completed the 3 lesson series. So we averaged about 7 adults, older adults per lesson. Okay. And here are some demographics. Majority of our participants were female. They were majority of them were over 64 years old, Caucasian, and have English as their primary language at home. Okay, so now I'm going to show you the results of the survey, and just to call for some notations, pre means a pre-lesson survey, post means a post-lesson survey, and then that's followed by the lesson number, and FU is for follow-up survey. Okay, so some of the survey questions looked at use of Medline Plus. How many of the older adults are familiar with Medline Plus? So as you can see, we asked the question, how often do you use Medline Plus to find health information? And 68% have never heard of it. Okay, so that's a good baseline. Hopefully our aim is for them to really be familiar with it by the end of the 3 lesson series. After lesson 1, we then asked them, how likely are you to use Medline Plus to find the health information? So already very likely, 85%, and likely 13%. Okay. After lesson 2, we asked them, again, lesson 2 was about drugs and supplements feature of Medline Plus. So we asked them the question, how likely are they to use Medline Plus to find information on drugs and supplements? Again, a big chunk of our participants. 81% were very likely to use it. After lesson 3, how likely are you to use Medline Plus first before other websites to find health information? So it was good to know that they have really been indoctrinated to going to Medline Plus to search for health information. So that's intent to use. But what is the actual use? We also tried to find it out through our survey. Again, our baseline was 68% have never heard of Medline Plus. So before we started lesson 2, we asked them, have you used Medline Plus? And as you can see, 67% of our participants in lesson 1 have used it. Before lesson 3, we again asked the same question, how often have you used Medline Plus? So as you can see, many of our participants have been using Medline Plus. In fact, almost half were using Medline Plus twice a week. So this is 4 weeks from the time they were exposed to Medline Plus. And in the follow-up survey, we were able to contact 19 of our participants. You can see that 58% of them were using it twice a week and 42 twice a month. Okay. Do you think Medline Plus is a useful source of health information? And as you can see, greatly influenced that, yes, they think Medline Plus is a useful source of health information. Confidence and ability to find online health information. We asked them the question, how confident are you in your ability to find health information? And you can see very confident was at 6%. Confident at 29%. Then before lesson 2, we also asked them the same, some similar question. So how confident are you? 35% were confident, 38% very confident. Follow-up survey, as a result of the 3 lesson series, how confident are you in your ability to find health information? So as you can see, because of the lesson series, 19 of our participants in the follow-up survey were confident. 100% of them. Okay. And then how about their confidence and ability to find online health information? Okay. Again, as you can see from the results, confidence have increased as the lessons as they've gone through the lessons. Okay. And then we also ask them another question similar to, in terms of their confidence to evaluate. That is after lesson three, but that's the emphasis of lesson three. So how confident are you in your ability? Starting point was, when it comes to very confident to confident, we were at about 30%. Okay. After lesson three, they agreed, strongly agreed and agree about close to 90%+. Okay. As a result of this lesson, I'm more confident in my ability to evaluate if health information is accurate or correct. Follow-up survey. Again, confidence level was still at that very high level. How about reliability? Confidence to evaluate if the information they find is reliable. Again, confident, very confident, started at 23% after lesson three. Okay. Confidence has increased, level of confidence, same thing with follow-up survey. Okay. So when it comes to our project, it increased older adults' awareness and use of Medline Plus. It also increased older adults' level of confidence in their ability to find information on the internet, evaluate the reliability as well as the accuracy of health information websites. Okay. So Medline Plus offers an authoritative, reliable, up-to-date information and free health information in easy-to-understand language. And offering hands-on classes at senior centers is a worthwhile and effective strategy to empower older adults. Okay. And that ends my presentation.